helping you plan for a successful retirement and what's right for you and your family. This is the Aging Hour with Bill Davis and elder law attorney Phil George of Safe Harbor Legal Solutions. KGMI and the Cascade Radio Group receive financial compensation to present this program in its entirety. The opinions expressed by the hosts and guests are not necessarily those of KGMI or the Cascade Radio Group.
We call him the CYA disclaimer guy. It's the Aging Hour, Safe Harbor Legal Solutions, along with my good friend Philip Ray George. I'm Bill Davis. He is an attorney, counselor at law.
That's right.
Elder law attorney.
Oh, yeah.
You take care of all that.
I do.
Yeah. And
do.
You do a lot of CYA in your business.
More than a person would probably think, yeah.
Do you think people know actually what CYA means? It just means making all your bases covered.
Can your apples? Is that what it is?
Bingo! I like it. He's already loaded for bear today. Anyways, how you doing, bud?
Doing real good. How about you?
For those who don't know, the Aging Hour is all about, well, aging. We couldn't call it otherwise.
We're all doing it.
Hey, you know, Medicare, Medicaid.
Sure.
Supplemental plans, VA, you know,
wills,
estates,
probate.
Taxes, probate. You know, we just kind of cover
hair.
All that. Huh?
Huh?
What?
Facial hair.
Okay.
It happens to everybody.
He does have a goatee.
That's true.
I've been told quality in court.
That's true. I do declare.
Can I approach the bench, Judge? Well, maybe if you shave, you know.
Anyway. Get that thing away from me.
We have we deal with questions and emails on the show, radio@safeharborlegal.com. That's the email address if you want to email Phil, radio@safeharborlegal.com. You can call him at 360-746-7169. We'll take up your suggestions, your criticisms, your questions on an upcoming show.
Yes.
So we got a few emails. Today?
Oh, boy, we got some good ones.
Okay.
First one, can we give our grandchildren sections of our 10-acre property?
Okay.
Second one is, are the various tax advantages of using our RMD as a charitable distribution?
I'm sorry, what is RMD?
Required minimum distribution.
Okay, all right.
Mm-hmm. And then the third one is, can a person really steal the title of our home?
That's a serious one, because I've seen stories about this happening.
We'll get into it.
And then we'll wrap it up. As
Absolutely.
We always do at the,
my favorite
the
part.
End of the hour. You want to jump into the first one
Let's
here?
Let's do it.
Let's see. I'm sorry. I don't mean to make light of this. Each of our kids has struggled in their own way. They've had troubles with drugs, alcohol, and gambling. Well,
right.
That's the trifecta.
Absolutely.
Okay. Sounds like a Saturday night to me. Anyway, they're not going to be listeners very long if I keep this up.
That's all right. We already got the nickel.
It's already in the bank. Our relationship with our kids isn't great. Well, I can imagine why. And my wife and I really don't want to leave anything to them.
Right.
Bupkis, you're on your own.
That's it.
Good for you.
You drinking, gambling.
I like it. Good
druggy.
For you. Silver lining is we were able to raise two of our grandchildren, and we have very good relationships with them. I hear this
That's
all the time about, you know, the no good kids, but the grandkids are
pretty
gold.
Good.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
Okay. Grandkids are in their 20s now. They're doing very well. My wife and I want to make sure they're taken care of when we pass on. Biggest asset that they have is their home. We got a 10-acre parcel out in the county, and we've lived out here for decades. We'd love to leave each of our grandchildren a 5-area chunk, and we would want to build another home in the future if they want. Is this possible? How would we give this property to our grandkids without the county coming in and messing up things for us? And maybe having the sons and daughters mess it up as well.
Okay. Stumbling in there.
I love this. So what do you want to do with this one?
This is a fairly common question, right? Somebody has a big chunk of land and they want to leave it to their family. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's all sorts of things people have to go through with zoning and redrawing the boundary lines and all that kind of stuff. And a lot of times there are rules in the county that say, you know, you just can't do that.
Well, these people want to subdivide the property.
Right.
A lot of folks want to do that.
Right.
They're curious about it.
But you were
saying the county might make it a little difficult.
Absolutely. Well, the county has all sorts of rules, right?
Okay.
And the rules for subdivision are county specific. Mm-hmm. The county makes it hard. The county makes it tough. All the hoops you have to jump through, whether or not you can do it, how things are zoned. And there is for a lot of folks, if you can, if let's say you've got that 10-acre parcel there, and you're in an area where they say that the parcels have to be, you know, 10 acres in order to build on them or whatever else, you can usually, and again, there are exceptions to this, you can usually subdivide with a will where you can say 5 acres goes to this kid and 5 acres goes to that kid, and you can get that rezoned for them. But that comes with issues of its own. It's not just
I was about to ask, I was going to say, problem solved. No.
Next question.
Okay. All right. I knew there'd be a caveat somewhere.
Well, and there are. So just because you're able to break up the 5 acre lot into or the 10 acre lot into 2 5-acre sections, doesn't mean you can build on both lots, right? So it'd be the same as if you just have your, you know, your 1/2-acre yard at home, right? You can't give somebody a 15-foot by 15-foot square chunk of it and just say, okay, now you have all the rights of everybody else. Well, you can give them a 15 by 15 chunk, but they can't build on it.
Okay, so they can divide it up. They can go 5 and 5.
Right.
But yeah, for having the grand.
That's where this all comes into play, is it that, and that's how they usually get you. That's how they usually kind of make the whole thing
is
stop.
Is that like the zoning, like they say, you can't build on 5 acres. It has to be large.
Right, it has to be 10 acres, okay. Right? If something's zoned 10 acres, then there has to be a 10-acre chunk in order for you to build on it. And so, yeah, you can divide it up into 2 5-acres, but one of them gets the house and the other one gets the back 40.
What's it sounds like there's some complications here. Sure. Is there something they can do?
I mean, they're – it depends.
Okay.
Right.
I knew it.
You knew it. And yeah, sooner or later, we're going to get that.
If we say it enough. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
They're going to come in here. They're going to give us money. They're going to give us more nickels than we know what to do with.
Yeah.
But this is where something like, if they wouldn't mind having like an ADU or something like that.
I don't know what that is.
What is that? An ADU is a, it's a something dwelling unit, an attached dwelling unit, right? That's one of the, if you see people building a little, like mom and likely if that was the case, if they were in a place where they had 5-acre building lots, they would have already done it, right? They would have already split this thing up and given one to each grandkid.
Good news is, the regular kids ain't getting nothing.
Nothing.
And I'm assuming,
and they have to like
I'm
it.
Assuming they can draw up the will, the trust, whatever, to basically bypass the kids and go to the grandkids.
Right.
They can do that.
Right. Well, and that's another question too, is sometimes, sometimes you have to do, if you want to do something like that, one, it has to be zoned correctly or it just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
But two, you have to usually do something like that with a will.
Okay.
You can't usually do something like that, a redistricting with a trust, because it has to be a natural person that bequests this thing to somebody else.
The good news is it sounds like the grandkids are adults, so you can bypass.
Yeah.
You know, there's not any legal guardianship or anything.
Exactly
You know, the parents basically would have no rights.
Right.
None
whatsoever.
And so that's good, because that'll give them more time to do drugs and drink and gamble.
Absolutely. Party it up.
Anyway, well, if I think these people should probably call
you. They should call me.
At
360-746-7169.
Yeah, 360-746-7169. Do the free hour, 1 hour consultation with you, and maybe you can point them in the right direction.
I think that's a good thing to do.
What would you like to talk about next?
Well, next, we are going to have a fantastic question about the various tax advantages of using your required minimum distribution as a charitable distribution.
Okay. That's coming up next on the Aging Hour here on KGMI.
Any and all information provided by this radio program is for general information and entertainment purposes and is not intended to give legal advice. Listening or interacting with this radio program does not create an attorney-client relationship, and any information sent to this radio program may not be constituted as attorney-client privilege. It is important that you seek counsel and discuss your case with a competent attorney. Review your local state bar for information on each attorney you hire.
If you're a working mom like me, you have plenty to worry about. I worry about my kids, my husband, my job, my parents, and society in general. I know I should be getting my affairs in order, but my mental load is maxed out. Well, one worry I can take off your plate is what will become of your kids if something was to happen to you or your husband. The friendly estate planning and elder law attorneys at Safe Harbor Legal specialize in listening to what is important to you, so they can help you create an estate plan to avoid probate, to choose who would be the guardian of your children, and to reduce or eliminate death taxes. Let the good folks at Safe Harbor Legal take the stress out of your estate planning.
To learn more, listen to The Aging Hour every Saturday and Sunday at 1 p.m. on KGMI 790. We answer your questions about aging and show you a better way to think about estate and retirement planning. For more information, to make an appointment, or to access podcasts of our previous shows, you can go to www.safeharborlegal.com. That's www.safeharborlegal.com. Let us help you get your estate planning in order.
Are you a woman worried about your aging parents? More than 75% of family caregivers in the U.S. are women. And unfortunately, most of these women end up having to leave their careers to take care of their aging parents. But this doesn't have to be you. Safe Harbor Legal Solutions can help. Safe Harbor Legal Solutions will guide your parents through creating an estate and retirement plan that will take you from caregiver to care manager. That means you won't be the one helping your parents bathe or get dressed. Instead, you'll manage the care who come to help your parents with their daily life, so you can ensure your parents' well-being without having to sacrifice your career. Don't let a lack of planning steal your hard-earned future. With a plan from Safe Harbor Solutions, you'll be by your parents' side without putting your life to the side. Don't wait until it's too late. Learn how a plan from Safe Harbor Legal Solutions can help your parents and help you. For more information or to schedule a consultation, visit safeharborlegal.com. That's safeharborlegal.com.
Isn't it finally time to get your affairs in order? You've been putting it off and putting it off, but did you know more than 70% of retirement plans fail when families need them most? Don't let your family be one of the 70%. Let Safe Harbor Legal Solutions help. Safe Harbor Legal Solutions will show you how to give yourself the best possible chance at a dignified retirement and the best possible chance for peace of mind for your whole family. That means no running out of money from uncovered long-term care costs or extravagant death taxes. No being forced out of your home against your wishes. And never becoming a burden on your loved ones. Don't let a lack of planning spoil your retirement or your family's future. With a plan from Safe Harbor Solutions, you won't have to worry about being one of the 70% that fail. Let the folks at Safe Harbor Legal Solutions show you how to set your family up for success. For more information or to schedule a consultation, visit safeharborlegal.com. That's safeharborlegal.com.
When you are a working mom, you wear a lot of different hats. You're the one making sure your family gets to school and work on time. You're the one making sure your family is happy and healthy. And you're the one that will probably be taking care of your parents if something was to happen to them. With everything else on your plate, your mental load is already maxed out. Well, I can help you when it comes to your parents. The friendly estate planning and elder law attorneys at Safe Harbor Legal specialize in listening to what is important to you and your parents so that they can help your family create an estate plan to avoid probate, mitigate long-term care costs, and to reduce the burden on your family. Let the good folks at Safe Harbor Legal take the stress out of your family's estate planning.
To learn more, listen to The Aging Hour every Saturday and Sunday at 1 p.m. on KGMI 790. We answer your questions about aging and show you a better way to think about estate and retirement planning. For more information, to make an appointment, or to access podcasts of our previous shows, you can go to www.safeharborlegal.com. That's www.safeharborlegal.com. Let us help you get your estate planning in order.
Welcome back to the Aging Hour. Mm-hmm. We're here every Saturday and Sunday, 1 o'clock. Phil George, elder law attorney, counselor at law with Safe Harbor Legal Solutions. Mm-hmm. I'm Bill Davis. I'm just here to press the buttons and, you know, try to make sure we don't go off the rails. And usually when we do, it's my fault anyway.
You know, I didn't want to say that.
I know.
But
I know.
You're the conductor.
If you have a suggestion for the show or mm-hmm. a question, yeah, one of the suggestions would be get Bill off as soon as possible. but if you do have a question, we'd love to hear from you. Radio@safeharborlegal.com, radio@safeharborlegal.com. Here's our next email question. Mm-hmm. My husband has been an engineer at Boeing since 1975. Didn't you used to do that?
I did.
Before you were a lawyer?
Yes.
I'm amazed at you. I've been a silly radio person my entire life. You're an engineer at Boeing, and all of a sudden you wake up and go, I want to be a lawyer.
I want to be a lawyer. I sucked off.
The door or the big hole blowing out, that wasn't your doing.
It wasn't. Not that you know.
You weren't part of that.
No. That wasn't my section.
Didn't I hear that they bounced out the head of one of those departments?
Oh, the 737 Max. He's gone.
Oh.
Completely
gone. Is that
gone.
Because of the big hole in the plane?
I would imagine.
Yeah, that probably doesn't look good on your resume.
No, it really wouldn't. Yeah. And they are, and so this is just a brief aside. Anybody that has worked at Boeing in the last 20 years will probably give me an amen for this. But yeah. Boeing used to have a real family culture, and it was run by the engineers. Uh-huh. And it was, safety was everything. And the airplanes they produced were the absolute best in the world. Mm-hmm. And then a Jack Welch disciple, Jim McNerney, came along and took over as the CEO of the company. And now all of a sudden the bottom line becomes more important than people's safety, becomes more important than a lot of the workers. And, this is kind of what you get. I got to tell you, the reason stuff like this happens with that we get fairly often, right? What can I do with my, what can I do with my big asset like that? You know, especially if they're...
Sorry, what?
My big asset.
Did I hear you say big asset? All right, I just want to make sure I heard that.
Right off the rails.
You slipped it right off. Is big asset. Okay.
So what can we do with it? Who knows?
First of all, is a VIP account, is that like a 401k?
It's a 403b.
Huh?
It's a 403b,
which is
like a 401k.
All right.
You put money into it before taxes come out of it. And then when you hit a certain age, of course, you have to start taking money out at that point.
Why would somebody want to do gift out of this asset? Why would they want to do that?
Tax implications,
okay.
Right? This is something where it used to be that folks could... they'd have an asset like this, a 403B, a Boeing VIP, and they could hold on to it forever and gift it to their kids. And then, you know, they would be able to, you know, when the kids received it through an inheritance, the kids could hold on to it for the rest of their lives. They called it a stretch IRA. And it was an amazing thing to have, because it would just continue to grow and build and grow and build and all that kind of good stuff, especially a large
amount. I was about to say, I can tell by the sound, the tone of your voice that this is not a good asset to leave your kids.
They really aren't anymore. Yeah. There were a couple of law changes that came through just in the past few years, the Secure Act 1.0 and the Secure Act 2.0. And basically, so when... Right. The idea with these accounts is every time you take money out, that's when you're going to pay income tax on them.
Okay.
And so people would leave them to their kids in their wills or in the beneficiary designations, and their kids would hold on to them forever, and they would just continue to grow. And and what the government found was they weren't getting the income tax back in the time that they wanted to. So they changed the rules.
Of course they did.
Right?
Yeah.
And so now if anybody but your spouse receives your IRA, 401k, 403b, they have to empty that sucker in 10 years.
Mm.
And so for a lot of people then, especially if they've got a great big asset,
mm-hmm.
it can do things you can do. You can gift the account to charity. Mm-hmm. You can gift the required minimum distribution to charity. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, you can getting charities involved there, especially if you have a charitable bent, like it sounds like these people do, that they've mm-hmm. always kind of tied to their church. That can be a really good way.
You know, I asked you earlier what when you said RMD,
right.
And you know, I thought that was like, you know, something about, you know, what kind of vitamins you're supposed to have, like your minimum daily requirement.
Sure.
But, a lot of people may not know what an RMD actually is.
Sure. And so again, the idea with an IRA, 401k, 403b is you put money into these accounts before taxes came out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, every time you take money out of them, you're going to have to pay income taxes on them.
Mm-hmm.
And so once you turn 73 now it's 73, you mm-hmm. have to start taking a certain amount out of these accounts every year.
Yeah.
And it's about 4% that you have to take out every year. So if you've got $1 million IRA, then you're going to have to take out roughly $40,000 a year. Mm-hmm. And add that to your income taxes.
So the RMDs, you can you recommended you can gift that to a charity.
Right. It's one of the things you can do, right?
Yeah.
There are if you want to kind of give the middle finger to the government for
which
tax purposes,
yes.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
You can gift that RMD to a church or another charitable organization, and now all of a sudden,
government
no taxes.
Doesn't get bupkis.
Government doesn't get their taxes, right?
Nice.
And what that does is it lowers your income tax. And it has estate tax benefits too, right? Because you are lowering the amount of your total estate for when you pass away. So there are a couple of good benefits.
Yeah, it sounds like that's a good reason for these people to do that. Do you have any other suggestions, anything else they can do?
So there are, and there are creative ways that you can kind of get past this whole, 10-year having to give the asset, your kid having to take all the money out of it. One of the best ways to do that is something that's called a charitable remainder trust, where you would
a CRT.
Yeah, you know me.
I'm all about the letters.
The
today.
Acronyms today.
RMD, that's CRT. Okay.
You would have made it. You made it really well at Boeing.
Alphabet soup.
Absolutely.
Guy. That's all.
So a CRT, a charitable remainder trust. You basically
why don't you tell us how that works?
Yeah. A person puts their Boeing VIP in the charitable remainder trust, and it's basically the income, the required minimum distribution or whatever else can go to their children for the rest of the children's lives.
Yeah.
And when the child passes, whatever's left then goes to the charity that they chose.
Well, that sounds like it solves the problem.
It would. Yeah. It absolutely would.
Okay.
And that way, it's kind of a win-win. The kids get the required minimum distributions. If it's a $2 million VIP, that's $80,000 a year they'd get.
Mm-hmm.
And when the child passed away, the charity would get the rest of it.
He asked, knowing the answer, should they call you?
You know they should.
Set up a free appointment.
You know they should.
Okay, 360-746-7169.
Anybody smart enough to listen to this show is smart enough to know that they should call and make an appointment.
Got another email question coming up. What are we going to cover next?
We're going to talk about whether or not someone can really steal the title of your home.
Okay. Well,
That
sounds like it's a dangerous territory.
Bum, 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 bum.
It'll be like walking through a minefield next on the Aging Hour on KGMI.
When you are a working mom, you wear a lot of different hats. You're the one making sure your family gets to school and work on time. You're the one making sure your family is happy and healthy. And you're the one that will probably be taking care of your parents if something was to happen to them. With everything else on your plate, your mental load is already maxed out. Well, I can help you when it comes to your parents. The friendly estate planning and elder law attorneys at Safe Harbor Legal specialize in listening to what is important to you and your parents so that they can help your family create an estate plan to avoid probate, mitigate long-term care costs, and to reduce the burden on your family. Let the good folks at Safe Harbor Legal take the stress out of your family's estate planning.
To learn more, listen to The Aging Hour every Saturday and Sunday at 1 p.m. on KGMI 790. We answer your questions about aging and show you a better way to think about estate and retirement planning. For more information, to make an appointment, or to access podcasts of our previous shows, you can go to www.safeharborlegal.com. That's www.safeharborlegal.com. Let us help you get your estate planning in order.
Did you know that if you have a will, your spouse will probably have to take your estate through probate after you die? That's right. A will is designed to take your estate through probate. That means your spouse will be responsible for paying your final tab after you pass. Probates are usually a minimum of $5,000 and take at least 6 months to complete. But we've all heard those horror stories about probates that cost way more and take way longer than that. If you want to learn how to avoid one of these fiascos when you or your spouse passes, then reach out to Safe Harbor Legal Solutions. Safe Harbor Legal Solutions will guide you through a plan that reduces the risk of financial burden on the loved one you leave behind. Don't set your spouse up for failure. With a plan from Safe Harbor Solutions, you can keep your spouse from having to go through probate after you pass. Let Safe Harbor Legal Solutions show you how to set your family up for future success. For more information or to schedule a consultation, visit safeharborlegal.com. That's safeharborlegal.com.
If you're a working mom like me, you have plenty to worry about. I worry about my kids, my husband, my job, my parents, and society in general. I know I should be getting my affairs in order, but my mental load is maxed out. Well, one worry I can take off your plate is what will become of your kids if something was to happen to you or your husband. The friendly estate planning and elder law attorneys at Safe Harbor Legal specialize in listening to what is important to you so they can help you create an estate plan to avoid probate, to choose who would be the guardian of your children, and to reduce or eliminate death taxes. Let the good folks at Safe Harbor Legal take the stress out of your estate planning.
To learn more, listen to The Aging Hour every Saturday and Sunday at 1 p.m. on KGMI 790. We answer your questions about aging and show you a better way to think about estate and retirement planning. For more information, to make an appointment, or to access podcasts of our previous shows, you can go to www.safeharborlegal.com. That's www.safeharborlegal.com. Let us help you get your estate planning in order.
Are you a woman worried about your aging parents? More than 75% of family caregivers in the U.S. are women. And unfortunately, most of these women end up having to leave their careers to take care of their aging parents. But this doesn't have to be you. Safe Harbor Legal Solutions can help. Safe Harbor Legal Solutions will guide your parents through creating an estate and retirement plan that will take you from caregiver to care manager. That means you won't be the one helping your parents bathe or get dressed. Instead, you'll manage the care who come to help your parents with their daily life, so you can ensure your parents' well-being without having to sacrifice your career. Don't let a lack of planning steal your hard-earned future. With a plan from Safe Harbor Solutions, you'll be by your parents' side without putting your life to the side. Don't wait until it's too late. Learn how a plan from Safe Harbor Legal Solutions can help your parents and help you. For more information or to schedule a consultation, visit safeharborlegal.com. That's safeharborlegal.com.
When you are a working mom, you wear a lot of different hats. You're the one making sure your family gets to school and work on time. You're the one making sure your family is happy and healthy. And you're the one that will probably be taking care of your parents if something was to happen to them. With everything else on your plate, your mental load is already maxed out. Well, I can help you when it comes to your parents. The friendly estate planning and elder law attorneys at Safe Harbor Legal specialize in listening to what is important to you and your parents so that they can help your family create an estate plan to avoid probate, mitigate long-term care costs, and to reduce the burden on your family. Let the good folks at Safe Harbor Legal take the stress out of your family's estate planning.
To learn more, listen to The Aging Hour every Saturday and Sunday at 1 p.m. on KGMI 790. We answer your questions about aging and show you a better way to think about estate and retirement planning. For more information, to make an appointment, or to access podcasts of our previous shows, you can go to www.safeharborlegal.com. That's www.safeharborlegal.com. Let us help you get your estate planning in order.
The latest local news and important topics of the day from the West Mechanical Studio.
No gimmicks, just the highest quality systems, 0% interest financing, and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Rely on West Mechanical Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical. Contact them today at westmechanical.net.
Get the latest news and information 24/7 with KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham and mybellinghamnow.com.
And we are back on the Aging Hour. Phil just mentioned to me that we are halfway through the show.
Yes.
And that's a... That can be considered a good thing for some people.
Well, I can always tell because I can see the pitchforks and the torches kind of coming at us over the horizon at this point.
It's like an old Frankenstein movie. You know, they're coming over the hill after us, and we got to get these idiots off the air.
Off the air. Who gave them a microphone?
The idiots here, it's the Aging Hour. Safe Harbor Legal Solutions brings it to you. That's Phil George, elder law attorney, counselor at law. I'm Bill Davis, the one who will be hiding under the desk when the pitchforks and the torches come out. Our way. You want to jump into our next question?
Let's do it.
Okay. And by the way, you can send us an email anytime you want radio at safeharborlegal.com. Hey, you can also listen to the podcast on your website.
You can go to my website and listen to the podcast. So if you want any of these pearls that Bill and I drop on a weekly basis, share with your friends, share with your family, share with the people in your church, it's a great place to go. www.safeharborlegal.com. Scroll down just a little bit and you can have listening pleasure all day long.
Listening pleasure. I was just thinking, people listen to me. I wouldn't exactly describe the show as listening pleasure.
The torches and pitchforks got a little bit closer.
But here's the good thing. Since we're here every weekend, at 1 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday, it's a good way to kill a couple of hours of programming on the radio station.
Absolutely.
Just one less thing they got to program.
Exactly.
All right. Next email question says, my parents are stuck watching what I call fear-based television.
Fear-based?
I didn't know they had a cable channel for that. You know, well, I have my Comcast remote, and it's got the little voice control where you say NFL football or whatever. I don't think I've ever said fear-based television.
Right.
You know, I wonder what would come up if you would.
Joe Rogan and that Fear Factor.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
I would think Fox News, but what do I know? Oh, there we go. The right wingers have left. They're gone.
There comes the torches and pitchforks.
Last week, it says they were watching the news on one of their stations. Again, we don't know which one. So it's obviously.
We just don't know.
It was a news channel.
It was probably a news channel.
But, you know, you got right, you left, you got center.
Exactly. There's fear all over the place, bro.
There is. It's a very scary world. I sometimes feel like I just want to go down to the basement and hide, just pull the covers over my head, to, you know, to let me know when it's safe to come out. Okay, they saw a story about a person who had had their title, their home stolen from them, and that scared mom and dad. Now they're convinced somebody's going to do the same to them, come and try to steal the home. I've tried to tell them they're going to be okay. Nobody's coming after their home, but they don't believe me. Both my parents are longstanding. Oh, there's another one. Listener to the show. Can we have a there it is. Yeah, we get a new nickel for every new listener. But they're longstanding listeners, so you know maybe we'll get two nickels on this one.
Oh, that's awesome.
Can you tell us if it's possible for someone to steal the title of your home? And if so, how do you avoid that happening?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
This is, and I was telling you this in our break, this is a question I get a lot. This is something that people are afraid of, right?
You would think that it would be very difficult and it probably couldn't happen. But when you and I were talking in the break, you said, oh, you'd be surprised how sometimes it can be easy and sometimes how it happens.
Right. Yeah. And so the answer is that if
they can get away with it, right?
They can. If you're talking about somebody coming along and just taking your property, yes, that is possible. Not in the way they're thinking.
Oh, okay.
Right?
So I guess it would depend on the metrics and the situation.
Absolutely depends upon the situation.
So since we are instructive and we always try to help everybody who listens to this show, the Aging Hour, let us give them the instructions on how to steal somebody's home.
Step instructions. So you can't steal somebody's home in the way that these folks are thinking, but it is possible to steal somebody's real estate, right?
Okay.
But the process you have to go through and do it is it takes a while, and it's called adverse possession.
You always bring new subtitles to the show. Mm-hmm. Now it's called adverse protection, or AP, as we like to. You know, refer to it. Okay. Back to this person's question.
Sure.
I want to know about what AP, what adverse protection, because this is the first time I've ever heard of this.
Sure. Adverse possession.
Possession. Sorry.
No. So it's a
what
legal.
What do I call it?
Protection. Adverse protection.
How about adverse perversion? I'm sorry. Adverse possession. How do they go about doing that? Or what is it?
So adverse possession is basically a legal concept that allows a trespasser to gain legal title over your property.
Is this like a squatter kind of thing?
Kind of.
I've seen stories of that where a vacant property, they'll go squat in it, and suddenly they can file papers
and
take it away.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Now, there are a lot of rules that are involved with it, right? You can't just walk onto somebody's land and plant your flag and say, this is mine.
Yeah.
But that's how you start, right? You walk onto somebody's land, you plant their flag, and basically if they don't do anything about it.
I was going to say, this is probably like a neglected property, you know.
Sometimes. Or a lot of times it can be, you know, if you're living next door to your neighbor and they put their fence up and their fence has been on your property line or 3 feet over your property line for the last, you know, 20 years or whatever.
They've got your property.
It's theirs. It's absolutely theirs now. It is no longer yours.
Why would the state of Washington even, you know, give people the right to do this?
So
it seems like there'd be a protection against it.
And it's not just the state of Washington. Every state in the union has an adverse possession law.
Okay.
And so the idea is that if there's this wealthy fat cat with a bunch of property that he's not doing anything with and he's not enjoying himself, then, you know, some hardworking young couple comes and builds a home on a portion of his land or something like that, and they're working it and they're improving it and all that kind of stuff.
Okay. Yeah.
If they've been there for a certain amount of time and they've passed a certain number of tests, then the property goes to them because they are improving the property and that benefits society more than just the fat cat sitting there counting their money and hoarding land.
How long does this take?
Usually? So there is actually, there's a test, right? You have to go through this test.
You're talking Washington State.
Yes, but it's similar in basically all the states, right? But in Washington, there is a 5-part test. So when you go onto somebody's land, it has to be hostile.
Okay.
And
like
by hostile, it doesn't
invited.
Mean it's not like the people with pitchforks and torches, right? It's just that you aren't invited. You're doing this without somebody's permission.
Okay.
Somebody didn't say, hey, yeah, you can come and stay on my land for a couple of years.
Okay.
You're doing it without their permission.
Gotcha.
So
that's number one.
Go back to the scenario where let's just say you've got a 100-acre lot up in the woods. if somebody comes in and builds a cabin on one of those acres, right? And you can see it from the road. And they've done it without your permission, and it's right there in broad daylight. Mm-hmm. It has to be actual, right? They can't just plant a flag and then rent it out to somebody. It has to be, you know, them that are sitting there or them that are actually doing this, right? Okay. Them that are putting up the house. Okay. It has to be exclusive, right? This trespasser can't, it's not a group of people, so you can't go and build a commune, right?
Yeah.
It has to be a family, mm-hmm. and it has to be open and what they call notorious. So it has to be out in the open where anybody can see it, and the owner sees it and or could see it if they'd ever get off their big asset and
when you
look at their land.
But notorious, that almost sounds like evil, but that means different things in legal terms.
Exactly right. Okay. Exactly right.
And do they, I'm assuming they'd have to be there a while?
10 years.
Okay.
Right. 10 years. Yeah. Now, under certain circumstances, if they've been paying property taxes or anything like that, the number drops down to 7 years.
Oh, okay.
So
they're invested in it.
Exactly
okay,
right.
Gotcha.
Exactly right.
So but then they get the
then
property?
They own it.
Oh.
They own it. They can
okay.
go down at that point. They can carve out the zoning for it, and it's theirs.
Luckily, the parents who were afraid, back to the original question on the email, luckily this does not sound like it applies to them, whatsoever, because if they just got a house, and unless they let somebody, on the front yard, build a little hut, that just don't let them do that, right? So it really sounds like these people don't have to worry about anything.
If you're worried about something for your own land, just make sure that the fences are on the right properties, right? That's the biggest thing you need to be worried about. In my mind, what this is when you hear about these things on the news is it's a scam, right?
So why don't you detail that for us?
Anybody can file a quitclaim deed.
Okay.
Anybody
yeah.
can go down to the courthouse and file a quitclaim deed and say, I own, that says that I own your property.
Right.
It's not usually the assessor's job to go in and vet who was the last owner of it. That's what title companies do. And
if they go down to the county and file that, you have to answer.
No.
It. Oh, you don't?
No, it's just fraudulent, right? So what they'll do is they'll go down, they would file something like that, and then they would send you something in the mail that says, I have the last deed of record. If you give me $10,000, I'll go away.
But they don't have to answer it. They
nothing
can just
there.
Say, get out of here.
Get out of here, you
okay.
joke.
All
yeah,
right.
yeah.
Okay.
That I mean, it would be a good idea if you did tell them, just get the heck out of here. There's no legal teeth to any of that. You can't just steal somebody's title that way.
Okay, so if somebody had a quick claim filed against them, give Phil a call, get a free appointment at 360-746-7169.
Yeah.
He can tell you, basically, during the hour, can tell you.
Yeah.
You don't have to do anything.
You don't have to do anything. Yeah. And having something like a revocable living trust set up for your own, that would own your own property and that kind of thing, is a very good way to make sure that becomes incredibly apparent to title companies that if somebody else was to come along and lay out a quick claim deed to your property, that they're just being fraudulent.
Basically, these parents don't have to worry about anything.
They do not
have to worry about it. And quit watching fear-based TV.
No more fear-based TV. All of us.
Yeah. You want to wrap it up?
Come together.
You want to wrap it up?
Yeah.
You want to do that?
Now. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do it. Let's wrap it up.
We've wasted, three quarters of an hour. Might as well waste the last quarter hour, right?
Quick, before they get the door open.
It's coming up next on KGMI.
Any and all information provided by this radio program is for general information and entertainment purposes and is not intended to give legal advice. Listening or interacting with this radio program does not create an attorney-client relationship, and any information sent to this radio program may not be constituted as attorney-client privilege. It is important that you seek counsel and discuss your case with a competent attorney. Review your local state bar for information on each attorney you hire.
If you're a working mom like me, you have plenty to worry about. I worry about my kids, my husband, my job, my parents, and society in general. I know I should be getting my affairs in order, but my mental load is maxed out. Well, one worry I can take off your plate is what will become of your kids if something was to happen to you or your husband. The friendly estate planning and elder law attorneys at Safe Harbor Legal specialize in listening to what is important to you so they can help you create an estate plan to avoid probate, to choose who would be the guardian of your children, and to reduce or eliminate death taxes.
Let the good folks at Safe Harbor Legal take the stress out of your estate planning.
To learn more, listen to The Aging Hour every Saturday and Sunday at 1 p.m. on KGMI 790. We answer your questions about aging and show you a better way to think about estate and retirement planning. For more information, to make an appointment, or to access podcasts of our previous shows, you can go to www.safeharborlegal.com. That's www.safeharborlegal.com. Let us help you get your estate planning in order.
Isn't it finally time to get your affairs in order? You've been putting it off and putting it off, but did you know more than 70% of retirement plans fail when families need them most? Don't let your family be one of the 70%. Let Safe Harbor Legal Solutions help. Safe Harbor Legal Solutions will show you how to give yourself the best possible chance at a dignified retirement and the best possible chance for peace of mind for your whole family. That means no running out of money from uncovered long-term care costs or extravagant death taxes. No being forced out of your home against your wishes, and never becoming a burden on your loved ones. Don't let a lack of planning spoil your retirement or your family's future. With a plan from Safe Harbor Solutions, you won't have to worry about being one of the 70% that fail. Let the folks at Safe Harbor Legal Solutions show you how to set your family up for success. For more information or to schedule a consultation, visit safeharborlegal.com. That's safeharborlegal.com.
When you are a working mom, you wear a lot of different hats. You're the one making sure your family gets to school and work on time. You're the one making sure your family is happy and healthy. And you're the one that will probably be taking care of your parents if something was to happen to them. With everything else on your plate, your mental load is already maxed out. Well, I can help you when it comes to your parents. The friendly estate planning and elder law attorneys at Safe Harbor Legal specialize in listening to what is important to you and your parents so that they can help your family create an estate plan to avoid probate, mitigate long-term care costs, and to reduce the burden on your family. Let the good folks at Safe Harbor Legal take the stress out of your family's estate planning.
To learn more, listen to The Aging Hour every Saturday and Sunday at 1 p.m. on KGMI 790. We answer your questions about aging and show you a better way to think about estate and retirement planning. For more information, to make an appointment, or to access podcasts of our previous shows, you can go to www.safeharborlegal.com. That's www.safeharborlegal.com. Let us help you get your estate planning in order.
Did you know that if you have a will, your spouse will probably have to take your estate through probate after you die? That's right. A will is designed to take your estate through probate. That means your spouse will be responsible for paying your final tab after you pass. Probates are usually a minimum of $5,000 and take at least 6 months to complete. But we've all heard those horror stories about probates that cost way more and take way longer than that. If you want to learn how to avoid one of these fiascos when you or your spouse passes, then reach out to Safe Harbor Legal Solutions. Safe Harbor Legal Solutions will guide you through a plan that reduces the risk of financial burden on the loved one you leave behind. Don't set your spouse up for failure. With a plan from Safe Harbor Solutions, you can keep your spouse from having to go through probate after you pass. Let Safe Harbor Legal Solutions show you how to set your family up for future success. For more information or to schedule a consultation, visit safeharborlegal.com. That's safeharborlegal.com.
Well, looky here. We are back for the last and final segment of The Aging Hour,
woo-hoo,
brought to you by Safe Harbor Legal Solutions. Mm-hmm. The man celebrating over there is Phil George, elder law attorney and counselor at law. I am Bill Davis. And the other thousands who are celebrating are the listeners who say, it's over. We've only got a few minutes left, and these idiots will be out of the studio, and we can move on to regular programming at KGMI. You know, we come in here and kind of hold this place hostage.
We do.
For a while.
We do. Long enough for them to pick the locks and get us out of here.
Yeah.
So,
I hear some people say, well, that, you know, Phil, he's a real funny guy. Is he really a lawyer? He's just, I think he does stand up somewhere at the Upfront Theater,
Yeah. In my spare time.
Yeah. Or stand up in front of the judge. That would be nice. Yeah. Okay. Can you do foghorn and leghorn? Can you do Senator Claghorn? Mr. anyway. I think that would be the coolest part of it being a lawyer is to play it like Matt Lock and see how far that got you in front of a judge.
I think it might get you just about two sentences in, and then the bailiff would tackle you.
It ain't as serious as Law and Order, and it ain't as funny as Matlock. It's never
that
like
entirely
that.
True.
It's totally boring.
If you've
ever watched the old court TV or watched live proceedings, snooze fest.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's nothing, even even murder trials and things like that. People would think that they're very exciting. They're not. Mm-mm. They're not exciting at all.
We covered a lot of good ground today. We had an email about...
Or we covered ground. At the very least, we just covered
ground. That's all we do is cover ground. We cover everything, other things, too.
Big assets.
Can we give our grandchild a portion of our 10-acre property? Yeah. What I loved about this was they didn't want to leave anything to their no-good kids.
Yeah, because
they were drunk, drinking, and smoking, and gambling.
Free bird.
Yeah. I don't know. Does anybody know that?
Exactly right. Okay. So you haven't done them any favors. Now, there's not a lot you can do under these kinds of situations. Mm-hmm. You can try to go in and get your property rezoned and all that kind of stuff, but that's usually a headache. Mm-hmm. But that's a lot of times that's the only step left to you. Mm. So, okay. Yep.
We had a question about tax advantages using the RMD. Did I get that? Required minimum distribution?
Sure.
As a charitable distribution.
Right. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So the idea is it was a Boeing VIP. It was a large one. Let's say it was $2 million. And if you gift or when you pass away, if that account ends up going to your kid has to empty it in 10 years. And that's going to add $2 million or $200,000 a year to their incomes for income taxes. Mm-hmm. So instead, there are other ways you can do it. You can gift the RMD, the required minimum distribution, to charity. You can gift the whole darn thing to charity, or you can set up what's called a credit remainder or a charitable remainder trust. Mm-hmm. You can put the VIP in the charitable remainder trust, have the income from it, the RMD from it, go to your kids for the rest of their lifetime, and then have the remainder go to charity once your kids pass. And that's, again, the big middle finger to the government for tax purposes. Yeah. And I think if there's one thing that both sides of the political spectrum can agree on, let's give a big middle finger to the government for taxes.
Shut the front door,
Absolutely.
Government. We had another question about some people who are watching fear-based television.
Yes,
get off that channel, by the way.
Off
they were probably watching
channel.
The channel, and there's some evil person, like Fearless Leader, pointing the finger saying, we're going to steal your home. We're going to steal your home. But they were – it's a serious subject. The parents of these folks who listen to the show were saying, hey, somebody's going to come steal our home. And you were telling us you – can do that, but it's not quite what they were fearful of.
Exactly right. So every state in the union has a method with which somebody can come along, a trespasser can come along and steal property, or not steal property, but take possession of property. But it's not coming into your house in the middle of the night and taking your property. It's something that takes time to go through. They have to, they'd have to come onto your land and improve it and
build something,
be out in the open with it and right in your face with it. And that has to happen for 10 consecutive years.
And if you don't do anything about it,
it goes to them.
They can get it.
And so most of the time, this type of situation, like I was saying, happens with somebody having their fence, 3 feet onto your property line.
Yeah.
If you've known it and you've seen it and it's there and 10 years, 15 years goes by, it's probably their property.
So if these parents see somebody, taking some lumber in the front yard and start building a shed, kindly ask them to leave.
Exactly.
And you won't have to worry
about
anything.
And remember, that doesn't mean that somebody out there hasn't, just filed a quitclaim deed saying, your home is mine. Exactly.
Yeah.
Just a scam. Mm-hmm. That happens, and then they'd call you up and they'd go, if you give me $10,000, I'll give you your home back, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But there's no teeth to that. Call the police if that happens. That person is a crook.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Are you this funny at events that you speak at? Or do you play it serious? Do you have an opening comedy act?
This is a lot of fun here. I don't get to laugh like this in my regular job.
Okay.
Nearly as much.
Well,
yeah.
Phil's got a regular job.
Yeah.
He's got
my 9-to-5.
Yeah,
the
Safe Harbor League of Solutions.
Absolutely.
An actual office where people work and things.
Sure.
But you get out in the public.
Yeah.
You speak to groups from time to time.
I do. Yeah. So anybody that has, what we do is we go to large groups, whether they're church congregations or unions or We work with different HOAs and all sorts of stuff, and we bring education to folks. We talk to them about how to plan for aging, how to set up your estate planning documents correctly so that you won't become a burden on your family and you won't run out of money due to uncovered long-term care costs and you won't have to go through probate and things like that. And what I found is that there's just a lot of misinformation out there about estate planning documents and about how to set them up. Unfortunately, the study after study comes out saying that 70% or so of families, their estate plans end up failing miserably when families need them the most. And what that does is it just throws families into chaos. And all of that is entirely avoidable. And so that's what we, it's what we talk about at these seminars. It's what I help people with at Safe Harbor Legal Solutions. It's what I try to tell myself we do here on the radio show. But
eventually we get to an answer.
The jury's still out. Yeah. Absolutely.
He loves some of those legal terms, and jury is still out for us.
But we are, that's the idea. And so if you have a group of folks that you would like me to come and speak with, I'd be happy to have that conversation with you. You can call 360-746-7169. You can also go to my website, safeharborlegal.com. Scroll down just a little bit, and there is a information button you can click we'll just reach out and contact you and see if we would be a good fit for your organization. Yeah. But for anybody that has a group of people that are either retirement age or getting ready to retire, it's a good thing to do.
Well, we managed to burn another hour. You want to come back and do it again?
I don't know if they'll let us. Right. So thanks for joining us, everybody. And don't forget, we're here every Saturday and Sunday at 1 p.m. You do not have to set your family up for failure in your retirement. We can show you how to set them up for success.
What's the single biggest financial threat to a successful retirement? Uncovered long-term care costs. The average cost of care in a nursing home in Washington State is $10,000 per month. Even a good-sized estate can quickly run out of money with those kinds of costs. You need care, but you don't want to leave a bill behind for your family. So what if there was another way? What if you could transfer onto governmental benefits so your spouse wouldn't have to spend down all their money? What if you could give your family all the tools they need to get you out of a rehab facility and recovering in your own home? What if you knew you would never become a burden on your loved ones? All of this is possible with a plan from Safe Harbor Legal Solutions. Don't let a lack of planning steal your retirement or your loved one's future. Learn how a plan from Safe Harbor Legal Solutions can give you a dignified retirement and give your family peace of mind. For more information or to schedule a consultation, visit safeharborlegal.com. That's safeharborlegal.com.
If you're a working mom like me, you have plenty to worry about. I worry about my kids, my husband, my job, my parents, and society in general. I know I should be getting my affairs in order, but my mental load is maxed out. Well, one worry I can take off your plate is what will become of your kids if something was to happen to you or your husband. The friendly estate planning and elder law attorneys at Safe Harbor Legal specialize in listening to what is important to you so they can help you create an estate plan to avoid probate, to choose who would be the guardian of your children, and to reduce or eliminate death taxes. Let the good folks at Safe Harbor Legal take the stress out of your estate planning.
To learn more, listen to The Aging Hour every Saturday and Sunday at 1 p.m. on KGMI 790. We answer your questions about aging and show you a better way to think about estate and retirement planning. For more information, to make an appointment, or to access podcasts of our previous shows, you can go to www.safeharborlegal.com. That's www.safeharborlegal.com. Let us help you get your estate planning in order.